2. The Museum. Collecting, cataloguing, interpreting. By definition, a museum is an institution that conserves, researches, and exhibits both material artifacts and intangible practices and knowledge. Contemporary museums are aware that not everything can be collected, cataloged, or interpreted, nor can it be done once and for all. They recognize that every object, custom, or form of knowledge has a story and a meaning that exists beyond the museum itself, tied to its context of origin. For this reason, a collection is never complete. Cataloguing is an ongoing process, and interpretation is always provisional and partial. This exhibition begins by revisiting the working methods of some collectors of the past, to better understand how their collections were assembled and organized, taking on the responsibility of telling these stories and offering new interpretations. In this room, which serves as a prologue to the main exhibition upstairs, the wall cases display materials documenting Lamberto Loria's research, from his early ethnographic expeditions in Papua New Guinea to the conception, around 1905, of the first Italian Museum of Ethnography, based in Florence, through to the 1911 Italian Ethnographic Exhibition, including photographic records and on the staircase to traditional garments, one female and one male from Piedmont and Molise, and finally the inauguration of the National Museum of Arts and Popular Traditions in 1956. Loria's vision extended beyond collecting objects. He sought to connect them to their cultural contexts and to reactivate their intangible values. The museum, he imagined, was a living, real-time map of Italian popular cultures in their ongoing mutual transformation. The central display cases present a taxonomic synthesis of the now dispersed collection of Evan Gorga, a multitude of everyday objects gathered and arranged according to personal criteria in his house museum, with photographic documentation also on display, laying the groundwork for an anthropological museum in which individual interpretation plays an essential role. These two collections constitute the original core of the National Museum of Arts and Popular Traditions, organized by Paolo Toschi and inaugurated in 1956 under the directorship of Tullio Tentori, a museum that, in response to the inevitable vertigo of the list, facing an institution still in formation, supported the structured and rigorous development of its own disciplinary field, demo-ethnoanthropology.